As we continue now to tell you about the Rainbow Bridge Meditation, we tell you to find a place that is comfortable where you can meditate on a regular basis without being disturbed. Some do it in their bathroom, some do it in the closet, some have a place in nature. It doesn't matter how long you've been on the path and how much you've already learned. All that will just help you. This Rainbow Bridge meditation will correlate all that knowledge, all that power, whether you've been on the path for a week, a month, 10 years, 20 years, or 30 years. All that power is still there. All of it will come together as you practice. As you pick this place that you are comfortable in, where you do not have distractions, your body will find ease, will find relaxation quicker each time you go to that place. Now, there are different postures you can take. There's one where you sit on a chair with your arms and legs on cross, your back and head straight, and your hands on your knees, touching your first finger and thumb together. Another posture is called the lotus posture, where you have your feet on your knees facing upwards, your back and head are straight, your arms are extended and hands resting on your knees with your thumb and your first finger touching. Or you can take what we call the corpse posture, where you are laying flat on your back with your arms and legs on cross, your back and head straight, your arms at your sides with your thumb and finger touching. The reason we ask you to have the thumb and the index finger touching, that finger you point with, because in your thumb and in that finger is nerve endings that go to your brain. The nerve ending for your eyes are in your pointing finger, and the thumb has a place in the brain between the pineal and pituitary glands in the center of the brain. And as you touch those together, you are bringing the sight and your powers and individual spirit together. The ancients knew these things, and a lot of this consciousness has been lost over the thousands of years as the brutes took over, as the dictators took over and caused the people to suffer and to follow through threat, intimidation, and through misery and suffering. They caused the people to lose this knowledge. Only a few wanted the knowledge, kings and pharaohs and people that wanted this knowledge didn't want the general people to know it. They didn't want the massive conscious to know it, because then they'd want to be self-masters too. It's better to keep them ignorant so they're easier to control. You are learning to be a master. You are learning wisdom as you practice this Rainbow Bridge meditation. As I said, you had to learn your ABCs by repetition, your 1-2-3s by repetition, by repeating the same posture, the same time, in a calm place. You are creating a matrix pattern in your brain that will cause a synapsis over the brain, like a tree of light that goes to different cells of your brain, and the more you use it, the stronger that pattern will become. It'll become so powerful it'll glow, just like the saints and masters and holy beings had halos around their head. You will give a light around your head. Your whole aura will begin to glow. People will see the difference in you. They may not see your aura or this halo, but they certainly will react out of it. You will become magnetic as you practice. You need to establish a regular rhythm and vibration, a place to practice, without distractions, a posture to take the same way each time, a concentration on your breath as we will teach you, and a time. Practice, practice, practice makes perfect. There is no way you're going to get this in the first few lessons. It is going to take the rhythm over months. Look how long it's taking you to get where you are. When you went to learn a new job, how long did it take you? You didn't get it the first day. You didn't get the full education the first year you went to school. You went to school for many years. 9, 12, 15 years, 16 years to get certain degrees. You had to go through a rhythm, a repetition of learning. You are going to use the pattern of repetition, just as cell by cell your body was created, just by day your life goes on, just by establishing, saying your ABCs over and over and over, and 1, 2, 3s over and over and over again, you will learn this Rainbow Bridge meditation, and it will release its secrets to you. The power is in the discipline of doing this Rainbow Bridge. Determine that you are going to persist until the end of this course. Every time the pressure of one of these psychological changes comes, your little ego is going to run away. Your personality is going to want to run away. It's going to say, I don't want to do this anymore. I can't see what I'm getting. You'll find all kinds of excuses, but you must overcome them, because remember, you are the master living there. Be free from doubt and free from fear. You will learn chants and mantras and affirmations and prayers and decrees and fiats that will help you. Chants that will help you establish and reinforce the patterns of the color, the light, the sound, and the motion of the Rainbow Bridge as you practice. This is the first tool. This is the most powerful tool, the Rainbow Bridge. So determine you're going to practice it every day, at least once a day to start. But remember the 6, 12, 6, and 12 times, others will be meditating. So if you're going to do it only once a day, do it for long enough to get it, and know that others are there with you, and you soon will have this unity in consciousness with others, and you will feel their presence, and you will feel your presence with them. You will know that we are with you. I am your teacher, and I will be with you. I am praying with you. I am your secret partner. And two or more believe, so shall it be. God is with you. I am with you. You are not alone. You're not alone. And you will learn that we are here to support you. You will feel that support as you do these practices. Relax. Relax. And go within. That is the power of this Rainbow Bridge. In the first couple of months, you're in the infant state of this training. As an infant, you are learning. And as you get to about 2 and 2.5 months, the pressure is going to build up. And in the third month, you're going to have the pressure, but that pressure is there that you may have a leaping consciousness. You will have a progression inwards in your consciousness, and you will be controlling from the inside and not letting the things of the outside control you. Other persons, places, and things will no longer control you as you make this leap in consciousness. In the next 3 months, we call that the adolescence. In 5.5 to 6 months, another pressure builds up to take another leap in consciousness. You will go from this inner consciousness to a higher consciousness. You will make a leap in consciousness. That is the way the training goes. It builds up this pressure so you can be released from the lower into the higher. It's like putting in different fuel in your engine of consciousness. It is giving you a different willpower, a different feeling, a different way of action, a different place to come from. And you will learn this center response that is in you, and you'll be able to control it. In the last 3 months, to 6 to about 8, 8.5 months, another pressure builds up. And you will take a quantum leap in consciousness from your higher self to your transcendental self, to your transcendent consciousness, to the transcendent chakras, the center of the crown, the white light, and into the clear crystal light of the Holy Spirit. You will feel this power. You will be accelerated. You will be washed clean. You had to take a shower to keep your physical body clean. You are washing your emotions, your mind, your soul, your higher mind, your individual spirit, your universal spirit with this light. It is a living light. It is a conscious awareness. And you are gaining this power as you go deeper and deeper within. So practice this Rainbow Bridge meditation for this next week. Use your full will and power to accomplish this goal. Make it your goal, and when you reach your goal, you will have power. This is the path to self-mastery. You are encapsulating this consciousness. You are creating the master to awake within you. The master has always been there. You have always been the master of your life. You may have given that power to someone else, to your mother, your father, to your sister, your brother, to your spouse, to your boss, to strangers, to your friends. But you will get that power back as you practice this Rainbow Bridge meditation. You will have self-mastery and self-determination. You are the master living there, and as you encapsulate this power and this consciousness through the principles, and you are practicing these principles and powers, you will gain this self-mastery. You will be the master living there. It is your free will choice to do it. It is your self-government to do this Rainbow Bridge meditation and the practices that come along. Don't let these things build up. When we give you something, keep doing it. Keep doing it even when you get the next practice. Don't stop one to do the other. Don't put them off or they'll pile up on you and you'll lose heart. Practice them when they're given to you and keep them going. Only if you do them for a few minutes each time as we give you the next practice, keep bringing these practices together until they have a link, a chain of power in your mind, in your brain, in your body, in your consciousness. It will create a golden chain that you'll be able to hold on to. You will walk up these golden steps of light to the doorway into light, to the white light doorway, and you will step through it into a transcendent life while you are still on earth. You will not be able to be afraid anymore of death, disease, and suffering, because you will find out how these are created and who is creating them. You can use the techniques you are shown to master those things that come up in your life. You will have techniques and abilities that are not taught to you in school. The things we are training you in don't make you a good slave, as most of the training in the world does. They make you a slave to something else, to someone else. And the next thing you know, you have bills and problems, and you have to do this or that, a lot of things you don't want to do, just to keep your head above the water. You are going to float up in consciousness. You are going to raise in consciousness above the world of turmoil, of the world of change and illusion, into the reality of wisdom, truth, and love, of eternal knowledge, of eternal wisdom, eternal love, eternal truth, of eternal life. One God, one humanity, one eternal life. You are living it now. You are actually establishing a connection with light as you meditate in the morning. You are bringing that light to your very physical body. You are stepping down and transforming that power that is unconditioned into a condition within you, the Rainbow Bridge. You are learning the self-mastery. You are learning to use natural powers in the world and in nature to control your life. These are not the superficial, transitory powers of the world. These are the powers that have been there for the beginning of time to the very present, and will go on as long as there is time, space, and circumstance, as long as there is life, as long as there is conscious awareness. You are becoming a conscious and aware human being. You are merging your physical, mental, and spiritual bodies together in a wholeness and oneness. As you practice every day, you will become stronger and stronger and go deeper and deeper within and become more the master of your life. Remember, whatever comes up, masterfully handle it with the techniques and the powers that we teach you. They will overcome the darkness, the uncertainties, the hidden, and reveal it in the light. They will turn the darkness into light. They will turn the unreal into the real, the untruth into the truth, the darkness into light. You are doing this. So practice that Rainbow Bridge meditation. I can't say this enough to establish this in your consciousness. I can teach you, but you teaching you is how you learn. Nobody can learn you something. They can only teach you. You learn by teaching yourself. You have to teach yourself these disciplines by practice. The power is in the practice of the discipline, and these powers will overcome those things that come up in your life. You will learn to use the right techniques to be able to be the master of your life. When you break this consciousness at the end of this life, you will go where you believe to go. The Christians go to Christ. The Buddhists go to Buddha. The Hindus go to Krishna or Brahma or thatness, Tatwah. Everyone goes to those which they have been worshiping. We are going to God. We are going to that state which is above all these personalities, all these individual masteries, to the universal oneness of that one in whom we all live and move and have our being. You will be breaking this connection every time you go into the light. Every time you go over the rainbow bridge and you go into the light, you will be breaking the connection of the lower consciousness. We are not meant to worship men, traditions, idols, or ways, or dogmas. We are free beings. When you're not practicing the bridge, you'll be free to be what you want to be, go where you want to go, and do what you want to do, because you are the master. Know this and live it. Don't be a slave to your habits, your conditioned reaction, your inherited tendencies. Inherited tendencies, what you got from your parents. Conditioned reactions is the way the world has done to you. Habits is what you put in. All these things you must transcend to be free. You can't be bound by any of them. You are a free being, a spirit that is behind all these things. And one day you'll find you're the one behind the spirit. You are the conscious awareness that is in the body, that is in the mind, that is in the spirit. These things belong to you. You don't belong to them. They belong to you. You do not belong to your body. You may be a slave to it somehow. Some people have to do that exercise or walk or something all the time. They have to feel this certain way or think this certain way or do these compulsive things. But you don't need to do that. You can break free from it and be ascended and free. Ascended means getting above it. You're going to get above it as you practice the rainbow bridge. It takes you step by step over a sequential pattern and puts that pattern within the mind. The colors, the chakras, the levels of mind and consciousness, which you'll learn throughout this course, you'll learn more and more about them. Relax. Relax. And listen. And you will hear what you need to hear to be a master in your life. This is the mystic's meditation. This is for those that are on the spiritual path. You should tithe your time in this meditation. 2.4 hours a day is tithing your time. If you did that, you would be a master, transcendent and free in no time. Because you are going to no time. You are going beyond time as you get into this timeless, transcendent realm of consciousness. By traveling the rainbow bridge through the meditation. This is the mystic's meditation to power and to light. You may not be able to establish 2.4 hours to start with. I've meditated up to 11 hours. Then I realized I could stay in meditation forever. You'll come to a realization that it's a state of consciousness. And you will go there faster and faster. First you go slow over the colors, but pretty soon they go through your mind very quickly, and you go to this transcendent stage there to develop your mystical and spiritual powers, your gifts of healing and prophecy, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, speaking in tongues, the ability to heal, to have the powers that all great masters and saints and holy beings have. Christ said, you will do the things I have done and greater things, because I will add my overcoming to your overcoming. We are getting better and better. We can't say we're better than Christ, because Christ is the original power of light. We can do things that Jesus did, that Buddha did, that Krishna, Shiva, that the Tao, that the Huna, that the different spiritual and mystical and religious practices, and those that practice them did, the masters, the saints, and the holy beings, because you will have access to the masters, the saints, the holy beings, the great angelic hosts, to consciousness on many levels of consciousness and awareness. You will get connection with the constant universal mind of man that has been there since the first man that walked upon this planet, the first man and woman in all races since. You will learn about the different races, the first to the fifth root race that you are now in, and the sixth root race is manifesting on the planet now. You will learn all these things and much more over the next 9 months. So practice this rainbow bridge this next week. That's your homework, to practice every day the rainbow bridge meditation, to see those colors, to visualize red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, gold, and white light, to use those colors that you may establish that pattern in your consciousness like you did your ABCs and 1-2-3s and any other system you learned. You had to practice speaking. You didn't learn all the language at once. You learned to speak. As a child, you spoke as a child. As you grow up in spirit, you will speak as an adult in spirit. You will be the master of your life. Now practice this Rainbow Bridge meditation this next week. Thank you for listening to me in this first two-part lesson of 1-1 of astrophysics. Blessings of light. May God's great and Holy Spirit be with you. May you live and move and have your being in the light. Blessings of light.